For a lesson in surviving hard times, we might look to our feathered friends. A look at how birds help each other through the winter from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, president and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-933-1785. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-933-1785. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-933-1785. 1-800-933-1785.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Sunday, December 6th, the 340th day of the year. Jazz great Dave Brubeck was born on this day. If it seems there are more birds sticking around your neck of the woods in the winter, you may be right. Fewer robins have been migrating south in recent decades due to the increasing availability of food and shelter in urban and suburban areas. And the non-migrating cardinal is thriving in territories that once avoided for the same reason. And here's another clever way birds have adopted to colder climates: mixed flocks. Different species, like chickadees and woodpeckers, have been flocking together to increase the chance of discovering food sources. It helps beat the boom and bust cycles all too common in the winter. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about backyard birds at almanac.com.